Chinese nationals convicted in New York for selling fentanyl precursors. New York, a jury in New York on Wednesday convicted two Chinese nationals who sold more than 440 pounds of fentanyl precursors to undercover U.S. law enforcement agents. Qingzhou Wang, an executive of Chinese chemical company Hubei Marvel Biotech, and Yi Chen, an employee of the company, were convicted at the Manhattan Federal Court of making and selling piperidine and knowing or having reasonable cause to believe that the chemical would be imported to the United States and used to make fentanyl, according to a verdict returned on Wednesday and made available electronically on Thursday. They were also convicted of money laundering, as well as manufacturing and distributing methylamine, a precursor of methamphetamine. The jury cleared the defendants of one count of conspiracy to manufacture, distribute, or possess with intent to distribute fentanyl or a fentanyl-related substance. Wang, Chin, and their alleged co-conspirator, Chinese national Ariang, who is at large in China, were among the first Chinese fentanyl manufacturers the Justice Department has indicted. During the trial, which began on January 15, the court heard that Wang and Chin were arrested in Fiji on June 8, 2023, when they were meeting Gil, an undercover agent of the Drug Enforcement Administration. The pair were first appeared in a Honolulu federal court on June 9 before their extradition. Wang is set to be sentenced on May 29, and Chen's sentencing hearing is scheduled for June 5. Since 2013, fentanyl and its analogs have dramatically pushed up the rate of overdose deaths from synthetic opioids in the United States, from one death per 100,000 standard population in 2013 to 22.7 per 100,000 standard population in 2022, according to the National Center for Health Statistics, which is under the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In 2022 alone, synthetic opioids such as fentanyl killed 73,838 people in the United States, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Federal prosecutors said fentanyl-related precursors are mainly sourced from China-based chemical manufacturers who often openly advertise the chemicals online. According to the indictment, a Marvel has blatantly advertised online its distribution of fentanyl-related precursor chemicals, including to the United States and Mexico. On its website, the company also advertised that it can ship the chemicals in dog food, nuts, or motor oil packages to evade customs inspection. DA agent Jose first began negotiating with Yang in November 2022, leading to the purchasing of 3 kilos of drug precursors, 2 types fentanyl precursors, and 1 methamphetamine precursor. Following the initial transaction, the parties agreed on another order of 200 kilos of chemicals and set up a meeting between Wang, Chen, and DA agent Gil in Thailand to discuss multi-ton shipments in the future. During the covertly recorded meeting on March 23, 2023, after Gil claimed several American customers had died and asked for help to improve the formula, Wang and Chin agreed to assist Gil with fentanyl formulas after developing a deeper business relationship, the indictment said. According to the document, during the sting operation, Yang also sent Jose a message containing 2 tracking numbers for a fentanyl precursor, which she said were purchased by her Sinaloa client. Sinaloa is the name of a Mexican state, as well the infamous Sinaloa drug cartel, which is known to smuggle fentanyl into the United States. The company used a crypto account to receiving funds from the DA agents. The indictment also said that a Marvel has never registered with the DA to import regulated chemicals or shipped regulated chemicals to any registered entity in the United States. Wang and Chen were arrested in Fiji during their second meeting with Gil, and Chen's phone and computer were seized. The court heard that Chen's browsing history contained 3 Chinese-language articles from the Voice of America. 2 articles were about U.S. sanctions of Chinese entities and planned sanctions over fentanyl, and another was about Beijing's assertion that the fentanyl crisis in the United States is a self-made problem that has nothing to do with China after then-Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador asked Beijing to help curb the flow of fentanyl precursors to Mexico. Chin told the court on Monday that she was confused by Washington's allegation and Beijing's rejection and didn't know what was happening. She also said she was not familiar with the effects of fentanyl and thought Gil was joking about the claims his customers had died. Alexander Nuali, for the prosecution, dismissed Chen's argument on Tuesday, saying the VOA articles detailed the U.S. crackdown against fentanyl trade, including sanctions, and that Chen's correction of an error by the court translator and her role in marketing showed her familiarity with the business. Wang's defense lawyer, Leonardo Aldridge, argued that the invoices and contracts related to the transactions showed the company was doing legitimate business and accused the DA of entrapping the defendants. Li referred to the company's offer to disguise the shipments of chemicals and his rejection that a marvel was conducting legitimate business.